Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle, and Odyssey Station and Radio.com. It is now Odyssey. Download that Odyssey app because then you can listen to The Rock and all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. That's right. It's the brand new Odyssey, AUDACY.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm going to rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Mix. And guys, we made it. It's Friday. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Travis and Kent. Travis, are you there?
Party!
Party!
Party, party!
Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here. Get out! For those playing at home, Travis will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Travis, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What monument located in Washington, D.C. was once the tallest structure in the world?
The Washington Monument.
Yes. How many checkers does each player start a game with?
16.
No.
14.
No.
12.
Yes. In the TV series Seinfeld, who played the role of Kramer?
Oh, gosh. Pass. I know it.
The dish bulgogi originated in what country?
Vietnam.
No.
China.
No.
Korea.
Yes. Which late night talk show host began his show on ABC in 2003?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes. Which actress is known for her roles in Ghost, The Color Purple, and Sister Act?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes. What war saw the use of tanks in battle for the first time?
World War I.
Yes. What is the number of the main Mobile Army Surgical Hospital in MASH?
Pass.
What compound makes up around 60% of the human body weight?
Water.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct!
Man, there's a lot of questions in there that are like, I don't know what I would do with them.
You wouldn't answer them?
I don't think I could do that.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, there's some of them I'm like, very interesting questions.
Well, some of them are a little less on the pop culture side.
That's a fact.
And a little more on the you actually have to know stuff side. But there's still a couple of those pop culture ones sprinkled in there.
Sprinkle.
Steve.
Rev the Salt Bay.
Thank you. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What monument located in Washington, D.C. was once the tallest structure in the world?
The Washington Monument?
Yes. How many checkers does each player start a game with?
12.
Yes. In the TV series Seinfeld, who played the role of Kramer?
Michael Richards.
Yes.
Yes!
The dish bulgogi originated in what country?
Japan?
No.
Korea.
Yes. Which late night talk show host began his show on ABC in 2003?
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes. Which actress is known for her roles in Ghost, The Color Purple, and Sister Act?
Two of those three are great films. Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes. What war saw the use of tanks in battle for the first time?
The Civil War. No, World War One.
Yes. What is the number for the main mobile army surgical hospital in MASH?
That's a number? Yeah. 69.
No.
911?
No.
867-5309.
No. What compound makes up around 60% of the human body weight?
Water.
Yes. Who directed the 70s film Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Spielberg.
Yes. And Steve, you win 9-7.
Yeah.
Sorry, Travis.
That's all right.
Great game, my friend.
Good job. Watch out for Jason.
Yep, exactly right.
Yeah. It's sweet victory.
That's the way to go into the weekend, boys.
For you, absolutely.
Victorious.
Not so much for Travis.
Well, for there to be winners, there must be losers.
This is true. Now, I imagine that nobody else in the room besides myself and BJ would know the number for MASH.
Oh, I bet Danny and Vicky know it.
Yeah, and I think I know it. Is it the 607?
No.
Oh, then I don't know it.
Wow. 609.
No, it's the 4077.
That's what it is.
4077. Yep.
I knew there was an 07 in there, and for some reason I didn't know there was two.
Yep.
I got the 07. Yeah. It's been a long time since I watched that show.
Well, you can go back and watch it. It's on Hulu.
I can, but, you know, I don't know.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah. I mean, someday if I feel in a binge mood, in a nostalgic mood, maybe.
You can watch that. You can watch Golden Girls.
Does it hold up? Because I feel like...
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. I'm binge watching Star Trek Voyager, and there's a character on there who doesn't... Yeah, of course. I mean, I've got Enterprise. But there's a character that does not age well.
Really?
Yeah. It's like some of the things that he said already, I'm like, you will not hear that dialogue ever again.
Sometimes when I'm watching stuff, like even like I didn't mention Seinfeld has some really dated stuff. I know Friends does as well.
Tom Paris, not exactly the kind of guy that people would be digging anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you know who, I was going to try to segue with that with people digging Steve. That didn't work out at all.
Oh, congrats, Steve.
You won.
Segway King. There he goes.
Nope. Yeah. Good job, Steve.
Thank you. That was a good victory.
We got a guy that worked for Bank of America, and he's in the news. Why? Because he spent nearly $21,000 on the company card at an adult venue.
Wow. Foo Fighters. There goes my hero.
Wow.
Ordinary.
Yeah, he had worked at
Bank of America. Where are adult venues open right now?
You know what? Texas? Maybe he's in Texas.
Yeah, how do you socially distance with that?
Oh, come on.
Or is this like an underground adult venue?
Well, that could be. There's always been
a strip club.
Well, what else would it be?
I don't know. It could be like, adjacent to a strip club, but it's like underground.
Yeah.
You play poker.
It wasn't that underground because guess what? They were able to track his card.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, they probably just have a square reader or something,
I don't see the word underground in the story, but it does make it a lot better. Let's call it, it really does make it just like the seedy underground place.
The secret knock.
Yeah, exactly. The little slidey window that's only like the size for eyes.
Yeah, what are you here for? Yeah. I got $21,000. Come on in.
Yeah, what's the password?
$21,000.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He worked. He had. By the way, he had worked. So apparently he doesn't work for Bank of America Securities anymore.
Why'd they get rid of him?
I don't know. Seemed like the greatest employee ever. I mean, he tipped well, as far as I could tell. He was there for 5 years, and then he visited an unnamed... So this was back in May 29th when he visited an unnamed adult venue, but that was still right smack dab in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
And he stayed there until the early hours of the morning, and he spent thousands of dollars at what they continue to call the adult venue.
Mm.
Then between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning, his corporate card was declined. And
what? They flag those kind of things?
Yeah, I guess they do.
They're like, what is going on? It's been several hours of you dropping thousands of dollars. We're going to put a pause on this.
So he made a call to corporate and said, hey, what's going on with my card? And they're like,
wait,
what's
he called them?
Yeah. Wow.
This guy's got the...
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He's got cojones.
He said, look, this is like the old school, man. This is like the 60s. I'm visiting this place with a client trying to land a big deal.
It's the client's name Crystal on the main stage?
Yeah. But just 2 days later, he called that same call center claiming that he had lost his Bank of America card at the venue and that the charges were the result of fraud. And they're like, oh, really? Okay.
Didn't you just call a couple hours ago?
Why are you talking about Asifer? I don't know what you mean.
Oh, so it says I follow many strippers on social media, and strip clubs are open in several states right now.
Oh.
Thank you for that information.
All right. Well, there you go. He told the call center, quote, I am 100% certain that I did not make those charges. I did not authorize the charges. I have no idea who actually used it, but I wanted you to know that it got declined, and I felt bad for the person who was using it, and I wanted to, you know, set it. Yeah.
Man. I'd pay good money to be in the office when they pulled him in to have him talk and fend for himself.
He's done.
Because I knew a dude that got in trouble. He got fired from a place because he used the company card to go to a local adult establishment.
Oh, this is a pattern.
Yeah, and he was just like, he tried to use the excuse of, I was just trying to entertain a client. And
yeah.
Like, well, you didn't need to entertain him that much because it was like several thousand dollars.
See, in the 60s, that's how you did it, man. That's the old Don Draper style Mad Men. Just take him to the strip joint. Let's have a blast. And next thing you know, they got the big advertising deal. That's how it was done, Steve.
Oh, those days are gone.
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing I miss about those days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I want to be wined and dined. You know, a play that just seems like so much fun.
See, I'd be nervous about spending several hundred dollars at an adult venue. Yeah. This guy dropped nearly $21,000 and didn't think he was going to get in trouble.
I had to take care of the client that wasn't there.
He had to be on more than just alcohol.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
You're right. He probably had a little sugar.
Oh, full party mode.
Yeah.
I remember back in my days being an apartment manager and being wasted, and I was like, it's a good thing Home Depot's not open right now, because I'd be buying an S-ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Because we had a company car for Home Depot.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. You would have made it rain in Home Depot.
I don't know what I would have done there, but I would have bought a lot of stuff if I was drunk.
I want all the 2x4s now.
That's the closest I've ever come to having a company card.
Yeah.
I've only ever done that one time, and it was with the job that I had previous to this, and it was at our morning show. Radio conventions. And they told us, like, oh, yeah, your job is to buy drinks for people. And it was like, this is amazing. And
what a great feeling.
Yeah. And then it was like also too like, oh, we don't want to go out to eat today. Just order room service. And I was like,
all right.
Well, it's going to be like $120. They're like, oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
Dude, many years ago, those were like the best things when you had like the companies that were trying to wine and dine the radio pros at these conventions, because they're just like, no dollar amount matters.
Right.
And they'd be like, you want to come to dinner with us? I'm like, I don't even use your service. They're like, well, maybe you'll want to use our service after dinner. I'm like, well, I can't promise you that, but I'll go to dinner with you. And it's like, get whatever you want on the menu. And I'm like, what's the most expensive steak?
See, I couldn't do that. I would get just a normal steak, but everyone was going like surf and turf. And I'm like, I feel bad.
Wait, Rev, I'm with you. Oh, I know.
I wish badness given.
Yeah. Right. I wish I could feel that way. I never really went too crazy, at least as far as I remember. Now, I might have had a couple of drinks that went crazy. I can't remember.
Well, see, in my head, I'm thinking, well, now, by doing this, I've now opened the invitation for them to call and email and bug me for the next year.
Sure. Good point.
And so I felt like it was a fair trade-off.
That's a really good point. You are going to get annoyed for that steak.
It's like a timeshare kind of a thing, but it goes on for an entire year.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I want a lobster tail on top of the crab meat on top of my filet mignon.
That's a good way to think of that. I never thought about that, because they irritated me when I didn't order anything. They still try to bother me.
The fact that you just went to the dinner just opens the floodgates.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Do you remember Danny ever buying you a drink?
No.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
That's a good question.
Jeez, Danny, you had free drinks, and we were supposedly your favorite show,
and you
wanted to work here, and
I
you
had
all those years.
I don't remember once him coming up, Steve, let me buy you a drink.
Remember that? Because we all remember Danny with his crazy hair. I don't remember getting a drink from him ever.
I remember going out and partying with him, and I don't remember much after that. So I'm going to assume he did.
Did he pay for everything?
I'm going to assume he did, because I don't remember much.
Okay.
See, that's what it is, Steve. You and I aren't young girls, so that's why we never got drinks.
Speak for yourself. I'm the youngest girl in the room.
That's true.
Oh, I forgot about that, yes.
I remember my favorite was the time we did that. We hosted a happy hour, and I remember the waitress coming up to my boss at the time and was like, "Sir, you've reached your $10,000 limit on your card." And it's only midnight. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, just open it up."
Yeah, because he's wasted.
Yeah.
Too. He
there you
care.
Go. And I was like sitting there like, "Are you sure you want to do this?" He's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, we're good."
That's why he's the man. That your boss is
that's
the
guy. That's why I hug that guy every time
yeah.
I see him.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But you know what, man? It's a great company. And you know, and at least your company we use, Danny. I never had a problem spending his money because we used your company. I was like, "Hey, buddy."
I do have to say one time though, when we had the opportunity to use a different company as like a behind the scenes type crap, you know, just helping us out with like prep stuff, and I ended up going with a certain company because they got me so many damn steaks over the years. I was like, nice. You know, I feel like I owe it to these guys.
Yeah.
Like, because our boss was like, "Okay, yeah, you can add one more service to your stuff." And I'm like, "Well, these guys, I mean, they're no better or no worse than any of the other ones that are pitching their stuff to us, but I got like 6 steaks over the last couple of years from these dudes."
Delicious.
Yeah. Worth it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
Say it! They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose, this is where you have the opportunity to be heard. But Steve wants you to do things the right way.
And that's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Let's go talk to John in Bellevue, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. John, you're on The Rock, sir.
BJ Shay!
Who cares? What's up, buddy?
Anybody's got a brain in their head.
Oh, there you
but
go.
Anyway, you guys were talking earlier about, you know, what's one thing from your past that you can't let go.
All right, what you got?
And for me, I had a girlfriend, you know, years ago, and she did the old stop taking her birth control and didn't tell me until she told me she was pregnant.
Ooh,
and then add a little bit extra salt in the wound there. She did not allow me to see him for about the past 10 years on top of it, even though she had absolutely no right to hold him from me.
Dude, that sucks. But now you're still, are you able to see your kid?
Somewhat. We just reconnected at the beginning of this year, you know, and then the whole pandemic happened, and so that kind of made things a bit more difficult. And still, all communication has to go through her, and so it's kind of at her will, and I still kind of want to kick her in the teeth.
Well,
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, that's not going to help the visitation. That's for sure.
That's the only reason why I haven't.
All right. Well, as long as that's the only reason, you know. All right. Well, John, good luck with that. Hope you get to actually see your kid, because I try to tell everybody. I got friends that are, you know, basically single parents now, non-custodials, and it does not benefit a child at all to not have a great relationship with both of their parents.
Right.
And no matter what you think of your spouse or ex-spouse, I get it, you know, but the kid wants to love both mom and dad. Don't F that up. You got
to
be
awkward
bigger
for them to have to pick and choose which one they love more.
Which is make sure when you're around your child, the kick in the teeth line, don't let them know that that's what you want to do to their mom, because they love their mom. And you know, there you go.
Hey, someone wants to empathize with your wife, BJ.
She wants to, they want to empathize with my wife.
Right.
Okay.
Since I'm 55 years old, and I developed a bridge phobia just a few years ago as well. Not fun at all, especially living in the Puget Sound area.
Dude, I felt horrible. Here's how this happened.
Because you mentioned that earlier. You said that your wife's afraid of bridges.
Yeah, so I, you know, what we've been doing lately is that whenever I get out and see her for an extended stay, I pick one day and we go travel the coast. I find a destination and then I just hug the water so that every view she can see is ocean, and she just gets to sit and she loves to just drive and watch the ocean.
Is that place that you end up always Slam City?
Take me down to Slam City.
Slam Town.
So I was doing that, and then I was coming back and going through Long Beach, California, and I didn't realize that the route I took would take us over. I mean, they're gorgeous, amazing bridges, but they are way high above the water.
Uh-huh.
And here I am. Oh, this is going to be so great. She's going to get the beautiful view of the Pacific Ocean. And then she's like, "Are we going to go over those bridges?" And I had already committed. Like, there was no way to get around it. And I'm like, "Oh, that's right. Oh." And so it was a beating because we went over like two or three bridges to get we had to go, and they were high. They were super high.
Was there anything that led to her all of a sudden building this phobia? Or
that's a funny thing. She thinks the car accident that she had, even though it did not happen on a bridge, something happened where that car accident, and she doesn't feel safe in a car, and when you're way high in a bridge,
you feel even more.
That's what she, but you know, it's so hard to put your finger on things like this, you know what I mean? Unless you go to counseling and really work at it. So this texter, I'd like to know how that happened, because it makes no sense if you used to be able to.
Well, I got to stay away from her.
Why is that?
Because I got a bridge tattooed on my arm.
Jeez.
Well, I do.
You do. That is true.
At the Brooklyn Bridge right there.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure.
If I reach out there, shake her hand, will that freak her out?
That might, hey, listen, I think in general you might freak her out, but right. Maybe the bridge wouldn't help. I don't know.
You just chase her around.
I'll just wear long sleeves whenever I'm around.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, chase her around with your arm. Look, it's a bridge. Boy, how much of a Richard would you be? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
Somebody want to know, what is the scariest thing that you've ever been through?
Oh, well, it was when I thought I was going to be eaten by a wolf.
Was that when you were into Wyoming?
Exactly.
With the Tetons?
Yeah, with the Grand Tetons. I totally got the GPS stopped working, and it was very early in the morning as I was getting, I thought, going to the airport. I didn't want to fill the car up with gas because you know, if you return it empty, I had that deal. So I thought
you didn't want to give them more than they gave you?
Well, if you return it, if you pay for the full tank. And you can return it empty.
Oh, okay.
That was my thing.
You're like, I don't want to pay extra.
And so here I am thinking, I'm going to be really good. Yeah, I know I'll get us to the airport. And then when I got lost, I'm like, oh, my God, there's no gas stations. I don't have any gas in this car. And then I got out of the car because I had to go to the bathroom. And then there were these eyes glowing in the darkness. And this is in the middle of nowhere. I would not expect a dog to be there. So I thought for sure this was a wild animal coming to eat me.
Somebody said, I totally would have guessed it would have been your experience with a snowman.
Yeah, that's really good.
I was going to say, are you sure it wasn't a snowman that you saw when you were peeing?
I think that joke was just done, Daddy. But that's
doubling down on the snowman joke.
Anybody want to talk about the snowman while we're here?
I heard you had a run-in with a snowman.
Yeah, that's
Would you like to talk about it?
Thanks, here we go. That's it.
Yeah, I think the scariest thing I could think, the first thing that pops to my mind, I'm sure there's been scarier, but this one always pops to mind because it was just such a surreal night. Like when Ted and I went to go see a college bowl game in San Francisco. And we decided to party on a whole different level. Like, we were just out of our minds, right? And so there was this guy who was kind of showing us around, and he stopped talking to Ted after that because I think we scared him because of just how intense we were. Because we wanted to get some weed, and the worst part, and he's like, well, it's the only place we could get weed is back before any of the stuff was legal or anything. So he's like, we could go to the Tenderloin District. It's not really the best area, but it's pouring rain. And we're like, let's go. And he's like, crap, fine. I'll be a good host. So he took us down there. And we're just walking around this really bad part of San Francisco. And this homeless guy kept asking us for money. And we're like, no, man. No, we don't have any. You know, we need to save our money for our weed.
Yeah,
and so,
of course.
He grabbed a bottle and broke it. And at that moment, I thought we were going to get murdered. Like, I legit thought, like, this is not going to end well. And I just, like, froze. And thankfully, Ted quickly reacted and just threw the guy down. And he pushed him. And because he didn't have, like, I guess, very, like, good shoes or was wet, he just slipped and fell in a very embarrassing way. And these other homeless people start laughing at him. But I'm still like, this guy's got a weapon now on him. We need to go. So we just kept walking, and the guy kept yelling at us. But it was terrifying until we went to the bar and then did shots of Jägermeister.
Oh, see, there you go.
And then the second most terrifying thing that's ever happened to me happened in the bathroom of that bar, because I go in the bathroom and I hear a weird moaning sound.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Only to find out that one man was speaking into another man's microphone in that same bathroom. And when I asked him to please stop, he said, you're in San Francisco, honey. Get used to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's when I walked back out, did another shot, and said, let's go to another bar.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Things got better after that.
Yeah. God, well, that seems like a great evening for you.
That was terrifying looking back on it. Yeah. But at the time, it was just like you were in a movie.
Yeah.
You're like, are we going to get stabbed by a broken, a beer bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, it was trippy.
Yeah, dude. That is trippy.
Yeah.
Oof.
Man. Like, yeah. I don't think I have anything that is that terrifying.
Nope.
Mine isn't as badass, but it's something about being with a toddler. So I have a foster brother. He's almost two, and he is fast. And the thing with toddlers is if they're quiet, you know something's up. So we were in the backyard. I don't hear him. And apparently one of the back doors was creaked just a little bit. So he had gone into the front yard. And the thing is, he is fast and he will run out into the street. So I'm not fast. I'm chasing after him as I see him eyeing the street. So that is like the worst, scariest moment when you don't hear the toddler and you're outside.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
He's too fast and he climbs.
Get ready, Steve.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so right now the terrifying thing is just like not hearing or seeing something for a half a second. You just go into the kitchen real quick and then all of a sudden it's just quiet in here. And you're like, okay, what did you just get a concussion from again?
Yep.
I'm about to call my kid Conky, man.
Yeah.
All she does is just bang her head on things. Oh, doesn't matter what. She figures out a way to bang her head on it.
Oh, it takes after her dad.
And they get the big old bumps, and it just makes you feel even worse.
Yeah, and then it's just that there's that moment of panic. Will she cry from this one, or will she just continue to play with her toys? Yeah.
And you're trying to keep a brave face. Like, you're okay. I'm not freaking out. You know, my God.
My heart's breaking.
Yeah. Like, don't cry.
I'm telling you, I'm getting her a helmet. Once she's able to walk, I'm getting her a helmet.
I think it's a good call.
We'll both wear helmets around the house.
Get
it's
a hockey
fine.
Helmet.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you a helmet for a long time.
Thanks. Somebody said my girlfriend giving birth was the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that can be. Yeah, that can. Yeah. That's another one. I forgot about that because Kathy almost died.
Someone said, Steve, I thought they were docking, not speaking into a microphone from Adam and Everett. No.
Oh, that's another one.
The people
one.
Speaking in a microphone were in San Francisco. The docking situation happened in Atlanta.
Yeah. See, Steve just.
Right.
Steve just is a.
Steve finds all the party places.
I attract all the fun people.
He's a magnet.
There you do.
You know, people know, hey, you want some fun, sailor?
And that one wasn't so much scary. That one was more just confusing. Because I didn't know what was going on. I just remember they had like shiny blue pants and shiny white pants.
Yeah.
And they were unzipped and they were just docking.
They were docking.
I didn't know what that meant until I explained it to the people in the car afterwards.
Yeah.
But I walked in and quickly turned around and went into the women's bathroom and used that one.
Oh, look at you.
Well, it was a one per bathroom kind of thing. You know, you locked the door.
Yeah. Oh,
they didn't lock the door. I sure as hell did and stayed in there for a while.
And we still never got food that night, I'm still mad about 3 years later.
You know what? You're right. That was bullcrap. Like, we go into this place, BJ, and nobody that worked there was there.
No.
I think the docking guys probably chased them all away.
Maybe they worked there for all we know. No, everybody that worked at that place, like, I'm still convinced it was like a 2 a.m. pot siesta because we went to different fast food places and none of them were open.
And it was like a $70 Uber ride because we waited for so long.
Yeah.
It was awful. But that place, like, the doors were open.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a single person behind the counter.
That's weird.
It was very strange.
Yeah. And look what you got to see, though.
I got to see two men dock.
Yeah. You know what?
Yuck.
You're the winner in that story. Are you, though?
I mean, I think the winner was the person who chose not to go, which would be you.
Thank you.
Yes.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in, do you guys prefer pie or cake?
Ooh.
Now, these are the questions we need answers to.
Yeah, we do.
Pie or cake? I'm going to lean, oh man, I just changed my mind in my own head.
It's a hard one for me.
It's very difficult because ice cream cake is the greatest thing ever created. But a lot of people don't get ice cream cake.
It's almost like you can pie it. It's like a, it's almost like it could be a pie.
Man, a good pudding pie.
Pudding pie.
Pudding pie. With some whipped cream and the graham cracker crust.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tough one for me. It really is.
I'm going to go pie.
Yeah. Same. I think I'd go pie, too, because you can just have any sort of filling. And then also you can have meat pies.
Oh, yeah. Spaghetti pie.
Oh, look at Mr. Loophole.
Spaghetti pie.
And let's not forget pizza pie.
Pizza pie, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, well, if we're having those loopholes, then pie wins.
Now, I've never heard of a spaghetti pie. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Oh, dude, you take spaghetti, and then you mash it into like a pie crust, and then you can cut it like it's like a piece of pie.
Really?
It doesn't have a crust on it. It's just the spaghetti all mashed together, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's pretty delicious. It's
just, ooh, that does look good. I just Googled it.
See, that's just spaghetti because at that point, you can make anything into a pie if you're going to do it that way.
Yeah, but have they? No.
But have they? Granted, the spaghetti sticks together so it stays in the pie shape.
But I think you do have a crust on it, almost like a pizza crust.
Oh, well, if you have a crust on it, then it's a true pie.
It just depends on who's making it, I guess.
Yeah.
If we're going traditional, maybe traditional cake, traditional pie,
oh, so good.
I'm going pie. Because I'm not a big fan of like cake, like the sponginess.
You don't
of
like
cake.
Sweets anyway.
No, but I would go pie over it if I had to pick one.
Oh, but the Bundt cakes are so good.
Yeah.
Someone said banana cream pie all the way.
Mm.
That is good. Like, how often do you have a good banana cream pie?
Right.
How often have you had a great Bundt cake? Have you guys tried? I think they have one around here. Nothing Bundt Cake is the name of the place. I think it's, there's one in Issaquah,
It's a chain. They have them everywhere.
Yeah, I know they have. Well, I didn't know if we had them here.
I've
had them in California.
My grandma used to make those cakes.
Oh, that glazed drizzle that drips into the hole.
Oh, but they have all flavors, and they give you individual size. So you don't have to just have one.
Individual, little teeny tiny.
Teeny tiny.
That's great.
Well, teeny tiny may be an exaggeration.
Oh.
It's larger than a teeny tiny, but smaller than an entire Bundt cake.
But still personal, quote unquote.
I don't know exactly where they're located here in Washington State. I think in Issaquah, some Pickering place, I thought I saw one. Nothing Bundt Cake.
There is one in Mill Creek.
Oh, that's where I saw it. Mill Creek. Okay.
They got that marble cake. That's always good. So good.
Nothing Bundt Cake is legit.
See, this is a no contest for me. Cake all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could never go without red velvet cake, ever. Like, with the cream cheese frosting. Some places don't do cream cheese frosting. They just do vanilla, and that's sacrilege.
That is really good, too. It's like my second favorite cake.
It's like trying to pick my favorite children. If I only had children that I considered favorites, that would be tough. But
ooh, awkward.
But, yeah, it's kind of like that.
A lot of people are leaning towards, it looks like pie. Oh, pound cake, someone said. Hello.
Oh, pound cake's delicious.
And Bundt cake that's in Mill Creek, according to one texter.
Yep. Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
I think he just said it. Did you know that?
Well, sometimes I'm reading while she's talking. You know, you can only do so much with your mind.
Okay, very good. I just want you to remember that if for some reason somebody forgets what you've said. That's all.
I'm sorry, what were you talking about?
Yeah, there we go.
Someone want to know, does cobbler count as pie? I think cobbler's a pie.
Yeah, cobbler's a pie.
Oh, I don't think so. I think cobblers are a whole different animal.
Yeah, but you go like you have an apple pie, you got your peach cobbler.
But they're made differently. They're shaped differently, made differently, aren't they?
So apparently a pie, by definition, always has a bottom crust, while cobbler Steve. Does not.
No crust, Steve!
Hmm.
Yeah, but Wikipedia calls it something along the lines of a deep dish pie.
Well, Wikipedia is actually not always right. There are people that put propaganda up there.
Yeah,
when it comes to pies.
Yeah,
I choose to believe
that cobbler is pie based on this Wikipedia article.
No, Wikipedia's got a very strong pie department.
We call it pie paganda.
Pie paganda.
Yeah, that's what it really is. And Rev just wants to be able to eat everything and call it pie.
Yeah, I'm pretty cool with that.
Which, by the way, I mean, if you can slide cake in there, Rev, and somehow get cake to be called pie.
Cake pie?
I'll be with you.
Someone said, well, what about no-name cakes, BJ?
Ooh. What about them?
That should be number one on your list.
Now they call them cakes, but I guess they're snack cakes.
They're little cakes.
Yeah, they're little snack cakes.
Like a cupcake.
Yeah.
A cupcake is still a cake.
Cake.
Yeah, you're right. It's made in a cup.
I just literally Googled cake pie, and the first thing that came up was a strawberry pie cake recipe that looks amazing.
Okay.
Like, they have the cake bottom kind of almost as like a super thick crust, and then they just put the pie filling and then the little lattices on top. Yeah, this is great.
I don't like when they make desserts look like actual other food. You know?
What? So I'm guessing those videos of cake that are other things really mess with you.
What dessert did they make look like another food?
I watched some of these food channel shows.
What is that?
And they're like, oh, that's, you got to make a hamburger. You got to make a pie or a cake, but it looks like a hamburger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen those. And like Vicky was saying, like the videos that was like, suddenly they cut into a baseball bat and it's
it just messes with my head, man.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to eat what they're putting in front of me. And now I'm eating something that's like chocolate cake, but I thought it was going to be a hamburger.
Oh, I like the cakes where they make look like objects. Like
soap.
Soap. Toilet paper. Yeah, bananas.
Yeah, I had mine done as the Infinity Gauntlet, and that was super awesome.
Yeah, but at least it's not an actual food of the Infinity
Gauntlet. Yeah,
look like it's not something else.
Oh, there's
entirely
a croc. Someone's eating crocs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I've seen some of those cakes. They look amazing. I don't know how they do it. Where
talent.
They make them look like a steak dinner, and it's not a steak dinner. It's a cake.
Talent.
Somebody had a question. If you can only smell one thing for the rest of your life, what smell do you pick?
It would be Rev.
No.
Aww.
There we go. Yeah.
There's not a chance in hell that's going to be my answer.
I've been a little nuclear this morning. I mean, come on over and hang out.
Ooh, what smell?
I've never even thought of smell before, because you really need your smell to enjoy food.
Right. It's going to be a food. That's what I'm just trying to figure out, which food. It could be like barbecue hamburger.
Ooh.
That smells pretty awesome.
Like a flame broiled burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Boy, that's a tough one.
Or like, I mean, cinnamon rolls. Garlic fries.
So the
oh.
So if I can only smell one thing.
Why do I want to pick things that are going to make me hungry, though?
That's actually
and that's all
true,
you
though.
Get to smell.
Yeah.
Dude, understand that once you have no sense of smell, you're not going to really dig food as much as you used to, because you won't be able to taste it, because smell's a big part of the sense of taste.
Well, then I should pick something that I really enjoy the taste of.
Yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
I'm going to go with teriyaki.
Teriyaki?
Solid.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a surprise. I don't know why.
You haven't had Honto's teriyaki.
I thought you, and so I thought you'd go Indian food, but teriyaki gets the nod over Indian food.
Look, Indian's up there. That's in my, like, that's my Mount Rushmore of takeout.
Okay.
Easily.
But
it's sushi, teriyaki, Indian, and then the fourth, quote unquote, president or historical figure of takeout is a tough one, because I could either go Thai or Chinese food.
Oh, I'm going to go Chinese food over
I'm leaning
time.
Towards Chinese right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rose Garden. That General Tso's is so good.
Oh, yeah. But you're going to miss out on all the sweet curries.
True, but our Chinese food place is right by where that crazy guy that spins the sign for the dog sign on Meridian.
Oh,
right by
I just
that place.
Saw him this weekend.
How about that? Rev saw the guy we were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The
so,
intense dude that's trying to get you to go into their dog store.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was heading down deep in Meridian. There's a friend of mine opened up a cider house called Fierce County Cider. And so we went there. And as we were heading back, and considering how terrible traffic is on Meridian, we were there for a while, sitting at the light, and boom, he was just right there, just spinning and dancing.
Screaming.
And, yeah, he just goes nuts. He's kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't like eye contact with him. I feel like that then he gets into your soul.
And you have a dog. Would you ever go to that store?
No.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Is he doing his job or not?
But, dude, the other day I went to go get Chinese food at Rose Garden, and I look across the street, and there was a line outside of that place.
Okay, so there are people.
I don't know why.
There are people that notice this guy.
Yeah.
All right. Or either that it's just a good place, and maybe they don't need the guy after all.
All right, Rev, what kind of smell do you want?
Man, that's a tough one, because I'm trying to think of maybe not food. And so I really like, you know, like lavender. Like if I could just smell like lavender.
My wife will spray lavender on our pillow sometimes at night.
Oh. And? Oh.
And it smells like lavender when I put my head on the pillow.
It's supposed to calm you down. Sad that I know.
Oh, is she trying? Is she subliminally trying to control your moods? You know,
apparently, like you said, it's not working.
Yeah, she's like, "What are you doing with that?"
Wait,
like,
after this house crap is over, then spray it.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't work.
It's probably why she's spraying.
Yeah,
she might as well just douse me in it.
Yeah, you just take a bath in lavender, buddy.
Do it.
Which smell are you going with, BJ?
Well, it's got to be Indian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are going food as well.
Indian aroma. Yeah. I mean, I want to be able to taste my food. And if there's only one food I can taste, it should be my favorite.
Vicky?
I'm torn between food and not food. For food, it's the simplest thing, and it always makes me salivate, is just a combination of garlic and onion hitting a pan of oil.
Nice.
Ooh,
like
good call.
In the house and stuff. It doesn't matter what you're cooking. You can be cooking like Chinese food, Mexican food, Italian, and it just smells so good.
And you know you're about to embark on a party in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, so garlic. So you get garlic and onion in the pan.
I kind of want to know what your daughter's going to say to this one.
Oh, all right, fine. Bring her in.
I can guess.
Come on in, Sarah. Come on in.
I think I know what it is.
So you were choosing between food and not food. What's your not food, Vic?
I think it would have to be like fresh linen, like clean laundry.
Nice. Ooh.
That's like my favorite smell.
Oh, clean laundry is a good smell.
What's Danny's pick?
Not food would have to be my girlfriend's perfume, whatever it is. I think it's a Victoria's Secret bombshell. Oh. It is so good. It's like, I could just like snuggle up.
Ooh, that's
on her
a good one.
Be so happy.
What's the perfume that strippers use? Because that's always a nice scent.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, honey.
Cotton candy.
What does glitter smell like?
Hey, Sarah, what kind of perfume do strippers use?
It is cotton candy.
So what is the food one then?
Oh, the pizza smell. Like if you walk into a pizza joint and they have like the pizza ovens, it's like, I can't.
See, that's
like a wood fire oven?
Yes.
Oh, I like that smell too. Damn it. I hate this question.
Sure, your daughter's going to say.
I have two. They're kind of similar though. But the first one for sure is vanilla. I always reek of vanilla. Mm-hmm. Vanilla everything.
Vanilla's good. I like it in my car. Like a vanilla car freshener.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. I like it on my cupcakes.
I know, right?
That too.
True.
Yeah. And then the other one is waffle cones.
That
fresh
was what I was trying to think of.
Baked waffle cones. Anytime you walk by like an ice cream shop, it's so good.
An ice cream social or even Molly Moon too. That's how they get you in there, man.
It is.
Yeah.
And it like smells outside into the streets. Oh, yum.
Those are good calls, and not what you probably expected my daughter to say.
No.
No, I totally guessed it. Vanilla cupcake.
Oh, look at Vicky.
I was thinking Franzia.
Look at Vicky.
I'd be good, too. I don't know if
good scent of boxed wine.
Smell that all the time. Like, when I'm hungover, I'm still smelling it.
Yes.
Ooh.
Right. But waffle cones, waffle scent is one of the best scents.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they make car freshener of waffle cone.
They should. I don't even know if they smell perfume of waffle cones, because I would wear that every
waffle
day.
Waffle cone perfume. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, look, for some people, that would be a great aphrodisiac.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, if I'm going to get ice cream, I whip out the waffle cone air freshener.
Okay, for a minute there, I was getting worried.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah.
Actually, Vicky, have you found one? No.
I'm like, it looks like it. It says waffle air freshener, so I'm hoping it's just waffly and not just the ice cream smell.
And did we get, Rev, did you tell us what you're picking? Did I miss it?
He did, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
Well, I can't remember what you said.
Yeah, I did say
that's
it.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, lavender.
That's it.
All right.
That's why I didn't want to remember.
Oh, you're the one that started the lavender.
Yeah, okay. Because I didn't want to go with food.
Yeah.
But with food, I'm going waffle.
How about we didn't like what you said, that we were hoping that maybe you'd pick something
else? I didn't like what I said. I forgot.
I zoned it out because I was like, I don't want it. Lavender. I don't accept that as an answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.